Gasland is a documentary about the negative effects of natural gas drilling. The narrator in the movie is seeking answers about natural gas development in light of a growing play around his own home in the Delaware River Basin, and his inquiries take him on a road trip to communities around the U.S. that have already been drilled into and have something to say about it. When the movie came out, it made big waves, and Gasland 2 premieres this weekend. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhuroff reports on what's changed since the first movie came out in 2010.
Josh Fox, the narrator and director of Gasland, went looking for people with oil and gas development in their backyards. In one scene in Colorado, he follows a man to what looks like his basement and records as the man tries to set the water in his faucet on fire.
Oh yeah, I saw it go up for a second.
Yeah.
The water suddenly lights.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
A fireball hangs in the sink for a moment.
That's the best I've done.
And the camera pans to Fox's shocked expression.
I smell hair.
Oh, damn. Can I try it?
Yeah.
The film is full of such testimonies from communities across Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, and Wyoming. And when the movie came out, it inspired more than a little curiosity about this thing, this drilling, that was happening in towns across America.
He gave them this word, fracking, that people are able to identify this with, and it's become this term that is so easily identified now. People know what you're talking about when you say the word fracking.
That was John Fenton. He lives in Pavilion, Wyoming. Fox featured Fenton's story in the movie.
John Fenton and his wife, Kathy, have 24 gas wells on their property, all of them visible from their front porch.
Fenton says Gasland informed people about what fracking actually entails.
Do you see these fancy ads on TV with the attractive woman clomping through in her high heels and telling you how wonderful natural gas is and all these, they're so safe. And the people on the ground were seeing the opposite of that.
Fenton says his water went bad after wells went up on his property. He and some of his neighbors have been sharing their stories with whomever would listen for years. One neighbor, Jeff Locker, who also appears in Gasland, says the film helped with their efforts.
I think it's had a huge impact. It's brought an awareness to fracking and the drilling processes and everything that goes on that we've never had before.
But director Josh Fox doesn't take all the credit for the drastic growth of citizen participation and involvement in discussions about fracking.
I think there was a movement of people springing up across the United States as a reaction to how invasive this industry was. And that the film came along right at the right time that sort of said, oh my God, this is happening in all these places at once. You know, I can't take the credit for that. I think it's like a Newtonian physics equation. You know, every action will have an equal and opposite reaction.
Fox had hoped that the movie would incite industry to engage with the public about their concerns. Instead, Fox said they responded with adamant denial. He compared it to the way the tobacco industry reacted to the early links between smoking and cancer.
The tobacco industry spent decades deliberately trying to obscure that information, come up with bogus science, buy off studies and so on. And we're seeing exactly the same thing happening from the oil and gas industry. I am not seeing a reform created by the industry.
Industry was not a big fan of the movie. What Fox sees as his truths, the Wyoming Petroleum Association's Bruce Hinchey says were non-factual, misleading, and not truthful. But if 50 million people have seen the movie, like Fox estimates, did industry have to somehow address the issues Gasland raised, even if it deemed them non-factual? Has it changed how industry kind of approaches conversations with citizens, with landowners? I guess I'm wondering if it changed how PR works for industry to any extent.
I don't think so. I don't. In fact, I would doubt very seriously if 50 million people saw the movie.
But industry did not quite stand by so passively. Several movies came out responding to Gasland and refuting its allegations of wrongdoing by the oil and gas industry. At least one of those responses was funded by industry dollars. The Independent Petroleum Association of America took the time to critique Fox's film, and when Gasland was nominated for an Oscar, they also cast their vote.
They like appealed to the Oscars to rescind the nomination. They practically handed us the Oscar. You know, we didn't win, but, you know, we had a chance at that point. You know? So, like, I think what they're doing is alerting a lot more people to the fact that they're behaving in this way.
Fox also says lobbying efforts by industry and the money spent on them skyrocketed. But Fenton says no matter. The movie still accomplished what matters most.
Through the history of this country, where people have been exploited, it's not the government that changes that. It's the people who are impacted that change that. The people who have been hurt, who have been damaged, are the ones who band together and who change harmful practices and harmful political stances. So I think that's been the biggest impact from this, is it's empowered people who in the past thought, I don't really have a voice. Nobody wants to listen to what I have to say, and me including.
Gasland 2 delves into the role of government and regulatory agencies in oil and gas development. It premieres this weekend at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. The movie will tour around the U.S. and air on HBO this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Jouroff.